With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tonight's vice presidential debate could feature some fireworks between the two candidates with polar opposite views. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from New York.
One of the traditional roles of any vice presidential nominee is that of attack dog. Both J.D. Vance and Tim Walz have embraced that role, going after their opponent while defending themselves and speaking up for the top of their ticket. Aides from each campaign expect sharp exchanges between the two men on issues ranging from the economy to immigration to abortion. The 90-minute debate at the CBS Broadcast Center will be simulcast on the Salem Radio Network and the Salem News Channel. Greg Clugston, New York.
Iran launching a ballistic missile attack targeting Israel today as tensions between the two ratchet up in the Middle East. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman says Israel needs a wide buffer to protect its citizens on the northern border.
In order for that area to become safe, there needs to be a buffer zone. The buffer zone needs to be cleared out. It can't be done any other way but by ground. I don't think Israel wants a long-term ground invasion into Lebanon, but they need to clear out at least, 10 kilometers of space.
Also at SRNNews.com, rescue teams still searching for possible survivors in western North Carolina. The death toll has now reached more than 150.
I mean, I went over to the hospital. There's no running water there. They're giving out MRE meals. They're like toilets are full. They aren't able to flush them. Giving out bottles of water, which I think we're getting low on here also. Trees on houses everywhere. Down power lines. The whole River Arts District is completely still submerged. Just devastating.
That is resident Carrie Owenby. And this is SRN News. A new study on persecution and corruption.
It comes from International Christian Concern, and it concludes that repression of believers in a country almost always goes hand in hand with gross political corruption. The report points out that, quote, both corruption and religious persecution present substantial challenges to global stability, justice, and the protection of human rights. ICC says if the international community wants to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of people around the globe, it needs to address these problems in tandem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
House Democrats urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they specifically are defined as a church. Liberals expressing outrage recently when Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. Congress already passing laws granting churches and conventions of churches special protections. This is SRN News. The food crisis in Haiti continues to worsen. World Food Program Haiti spokeswoman Tanya Burbeck.
They are here in these very crowded, very difficult living conditions, and they've lost their ability to make money. So we see very many people who are living in sites for displaced people within the capital who are in a situation which is considered to be the most severe situation in terms of food insecurity. It's level 5. Catastrophic level of food insecurity.
Former President Jimmy Carter has reached his 100th birthday today. It's the first time an American president has lived a full century, marking a milestone in a life that took the son of a Depression-era farmer all the way to the White House. Former president has been in home hospice care for the last 19 months in Plains, Georgia. More details at SRNNews.com.